Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
Let's come aboard. Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour space station social. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City. Broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta. Oakland to Ocala. Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. It's a Trash Tuesday, amongst other things. What a stack show we have for you today. Jared Greenberg, he and I have gotten into many an NBA playoff debate this postseason, will join us on the NBA Finals in game number 5 in Toronto last night, coming up 2 hours from now. So at the top of hour number 3, Jared Greenberg, one of our favorite sparring partners here on the DA show, coming up from NBA TV. Trash Tuesday for us is going to be at the end of hour number 2, so about an hour and a half from now. We'll do that at approximately 40 minutes past the hour. We'll take it our trash. We want to hear what you're trashing this morning. Who or what are you trashing? Are you bagging on? Are you ripping or criticizing? What's bugging you? Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS, or call the toll-free line at 855-212-4227. But this morning, so much wall-to-wall coverage of Game 5 of the NBA Finals, perhaps one of the most significant games in NBA history. And I try not to use hyperbole because it's everywhere in our landscape, media-wise these days and socially. But really, when you take into account a chance to win a championship, a comeback for the Warriors, down 3-1, can they finish this thing off? Combined with Kevin Durant playing and then Kevin Durant getting injured, re-injured, and perhaps a torn Achilles, which would then obviously affect his offseason, free agency, and what happens around the league. My goodness, everything was baked into last night's game. So tons of reaction to that. We'll discuss Nick Nurse's timeout with 3 minutes to play up 6. We'll discuss the Toronto Raptors fans who are getting ripped today for cheering when KD went down. We'll talk about the future of Kevin Durant this summer, and do you still give him a max deal? And we'll talk about the Raptors and if they blew their chance at a title last night. All of that coming up this morning on the show. I know you guys got thoughts on Kevin. I know you guys got thoughts on the Raptors or the Warriors. I know you got thoughts on the scene last night, the injury, free agency, and Game 5 as a whole. So hit me up on this phone number, 855-212-4227. All of this morning, toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. We begin here, Kevin Durant and his injury. Will we ever find out which side, who specifically motivated or pushed for Kevin Durant to play last night? Remember yesterday? I'm not hiding from this take at all. I said he's not going to play. I said if he didn't come back for game number 4, Why risk him at game number five? I said, if he's only coming back and practicing one day, a Sunday, before the team has to play in game number five, don't play him. I said, he's not going to play because the Warriors want to protect Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant wants to protect his free agency, and it doesn't make any sense to come back. And I said, even if he comes back, he will be limited to 10, 15 minutes. You're really going to slow play it. You're really going to have a short pitch count. And what happened? They started him, and he played the bulk of quarter number one. Look, I'm not here to blame anybody, but what happened last night was what I feared all along. It's one of those injuries where I'm not good, I'm not good, I'm not good, I'm not good. You wake up one day and suddenly you're like, yeah, now I can go. In the NBA Finals, where every possession is at light speed, every possession is that much more intense, you're not taking a possession off defensively. You're not taking a screen off. You're not taking movement away from the ball off. You are going full tilt every step you take. Because of that, I said, you can't throw him back into that blender with that injury in his free agency. Can't do it. He wouldn't want to do it, and the team shouldn't want to do it. Unless the team was desperate because elimination was on the line. But I assumed he would not risk that. And when he went down last night, look, I have taken my shots at Kevin Durant chasing rings in Oakland, taking the quote-unquote easy way out to go to Golden State to gravy train championships. But I was sick to my stomach with that injury. Sick to my stomach. And this morning, to wake up, and the Warriors believe the MRI today will confirm an Achilles tear, a torn Achilles. Now, this is an injury, for context, that this is the one Boogie Cousins is trying to come back from still. This is one that usually means when you suffer it, not only are you out for the next year, but you never really come back the same. I hate it. I hate it because when he went down in a crumple last night, it was hobbling. I said, this is why he shouldn't have played. If he wasn't ready through the last two series and wasn't ready through the first four games, pushing him back in a game that's an absolutely must win with everything on the line, why push your body to that level right now if it wasn't ready up until this point? You flip the switch and go, okay, yeah, now I can play after being shut down, dark, for the last month plus. Now I'm going to push my body to the very limits. And they started him. He wasn't coming in off the bench. They started him and played him the bulk of the first quarter and the bulk of the second quarter until his injury. To me, you were playing with fire here, and it makes me sick to see KD sacrifice potentially his career for that. And I know, yeah, championship, game five, title is on the line. Yeah, man, but Kevin Durant should have had seven or eight unbelievably sublime years left in his career, and I hope he still does, but now you've rolled the dice, and it's not the same as taking the entire offseason off and then coming back at the beginning of next year and maybe ripping your Achilles. It's not the same. It is not the same. And seeing the emotion on Steph's face and helping him to the locker room and the Raptors quieting the crowd and then the GM, Bob Myers, after the game, essentially weeping, it is not just an injury. This is an injury that could alter the face of the NBA, the Warriors, and Kevin Durant's career. So will we ever find out who was the part of this equation that was pushing for him to come back? It is where we begin your cold open.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors, and we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. I don't believe there's anybody to blame, but I understand this world And if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball operations department. And
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
That was Bob Myers. It's an incredibly human moment. And I applaud Bob Myers for being transparent with his emotion and saying, blame me if you have to blame anybody, and really feeling for Kevin Durant. But there's one of three things that happened here. Either Kevin Durant said, these are my brothers, I've got to compete, I want to be out there to save the season, our season's on the line, I'm not going to let this season get extinguished without playing. And that Kevin Durant pushed them to clear him. Because you know that the Warriors ultimately want to protect Kevin Durant, because all along they wanted him to re-sign in Golden State. So either KD pushed and said, I got to come back for my guys, I got to come back for my legacy, I got to come back for a ring, I got to come back for the season, whatever. Whatever that was. That's one part that could have happened. The other possibility is that the organization pushed and said, hey, the season's on the line. We're probably only going to have Kevin Durant here for a couple more games anyway. Maybe this is the final game he ever suits up for us. He's probably leaving the offseason. So let's get out of him what we can. Hey, Kevin, it's the season. We just lost both at home. We're on the road. We need all hands on deck. You know, you really should play. Maybe that was part of it. Or the third possibility is that the team, there was this groundswell of pressure on Kevin Durant of, hey, man, I mean, how injured are you? And are you ever going to come back? And this is really kind of an awkward, unknown, and vague area, because every game, all of these players and all of these executives and Steve Kerr were asked, well, when's KD going to come back? Is he going to come back? And there was a story in The Athletic by Tim Kawakami, who's covered the Warriors forever, that said there was an internal pressure and confusion about Kevin Durant, that because it was a never-ending will he, won't he, players started wondering, well, how injured is he? Because, I mean, he's been out a month, and the season's on the line, and we're down 3-1 and on the road. And perhaps that influenced this decision. But all along, I just said, he's not playing. Once we got past game four, he didn't play. Why would you push him to come back at that moment after being... Because you can't ease him into a game five. You know, it's like you've got to hit the ground running at 60 miles an hour. And I feel terrible. I feel terrible for Kevin Durant. Because if this affects his career permanently, and he's never the explosive, put it on my shoulders, elite scorer that he once was, this is a small moment in time. Yeah, there was a championship on the line, but this is a small moment in time. He's got two rings already, and he had a window of another 7 or 8 years to be really unbelievably great, at least 5 to 6. If this compromised that, which I think it automatically does, at least in some way, it's hard not to feel like that's short-sighted for whoever pushed him to come back last night. Either way, the Warriors with the guts of a champion. I mean, down 6, 3 minutes to play, on the road, KD has gone down, Kawhi just explodes, and the Raptors didn't cut the head off the snake. And you have to cut the head off the snake. This is just like the Patriots. It's just like other dynasties, the Yankees of the 90s. If you do not land the kill shot, you have left the door way too wide open, and the Raptors did last night. Sloppy possessions down the stretch, turnovers, missed three-pointers, there wasn't enough help around Kawhi. They began looking at Kawhi, hoping for him to bail them out on every offensive possession. And give the credit to the Warriors, man. That is such a gutty win after emotionally having a stake put through your heart when Kevin Durant goes down. And now they get to go back home, get new life. I mean, that was a devastating loss for the Raptors. I know they got two more cracks at this. But, man, I give so much credit to Golden State last night for how they responded, not only to open up the game, but in the face of adversity and losing KD and then being down six with 3 minutes to play, and they answered the bell. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, Twitter, DA on CBS. I know you guys got takes in this game. I know you guys got takes in everything. Send them this way. I want to hear them. The Raptors lead by six with 3:05 to play. Nick Nurse calls timeout. Draymond Green says that helped the Warriors. Did Nick Nurse lose the game? We'll talk about it coming up next. DA, after game number five, one of the most significant games in NBA history, at least in recent memory. This is CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Don't like something? Get it out.
Hey, good morning, DA. I've been listening to you since you were working from 2 to 6. And
the old overnight shift.
Yeah, man, I've been listening to you for years. And I always agree with you, but today you have annoyed me.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
I have a tendency to do that to people. Glad you're with us on a Trash Tuesday. Send us your trashes by hitting us up on Twitter, DA on CBS, or dialing us up at 855-212-4227. We'll do our trashes coming up here a little over an hour from now. By the way, you can listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network on all of our wonderful affiliates nationwide and north of the border. You can also listen to us on Sirius XM, Channel 206, or you can check us out using the CBS Sports app, radio.com, or Apple Music on your phone. The Player of the Week brought to you by Granger, taking a look at the one who got it done, Steph Curry. 31 points last night in the Warriors' season saver. Down six, 3 minutes to play. Steph and Klay combined for three consecutive three-pointers in the closing minutes. They go up and they hold on. Whew. Two more games like this, you know Steph has taken home that NBA Finals MVP. The Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. Granger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it, Granger.com. Of course, those two wins will not come without much labor, much work, much anxiety, because the Raptors actually have won more games on the road than at home in this series. They are 1-2 at home. They are 2-0 on the road. They will go back for game number six on Thursday night. Kawhi was scorching hot. It was his moment. It was his moment. Last night, Kawhi's crazy run ending the fourth quarter with three-pointers and buckets and just enormous moments. That was it. He had pushed the Raptors up six with 3:05 to play. And the Raptors, after a miss by the Warriors, had possession. The arena was shaking, literally shaking. And the Raptors are 3 minutes away with the ball, 6-point lead from their first ever championship and the city's first championship in 25 years, 26 years. And Nick Nurse, with all the momentum on the side of the Raptors, with the building shaking, up six, 3:05 to play, calls a timeout. In the ensuing minutes, the Warriors get 9 straight points, take the lead, and hold on to win. Draymond, after the game, said that helped us. Steve Kerr only had one timeout left, so knowing that there could be a late game situation, final second set up one play, he can't take a timeout there. Why did Nick Nurse stop the bleeding of the Warriors.
We had two free ones that you lose under the 3-minute mark, and we just came across and just decided to give those guys a rest. And we had back-to-back ones there that we would have lost under the 3-minute mark, and just thought we could use the extra energy push.
So there's two things here. Number one, with the way the new NBA rules are, once it goes under 3 minutes, then you lose timeouts. They automatically go away, even if you haven't used them yet, because the NBA a couple of years ago wanted to cut down on the stoppages at the end of games. They didn't want it as clunky. They wanted it to play smoother, play freer. And so they take away a couple of timeouts from you. They limit your timeouts in the final 3 minutes. So at 3:05, Nick Nurse says, well, if I don't use this here, I don't get it. I don't have it. I'll just lose this timeout. It's a freebie, essentially, before the 3-minute mark. You know, it's kind of like in football, throwing a challenge flag. Hey, I've got a challenge flag to burn before the 2-minute mark. Once we get inside 2 minutes, I can't challenge something anyway, so I might as well just throw it. So that's what Nick Nurse is thinking, and he says he wanted to get my guys rest. Okay. In a bubble, in a vacuum, I think this rationale makes sense. We're up 6. Let's get a good possession. Let's be on the same page here. Let's not waste this possession. Let's make sure these guys aren't gassed. There's a ton of emotion in the crowd. Let's just stop, collect ourselves, and make sure we execute here. Up 6, because this could be the game. If we hit a 3 here, we're up 9 with 2:45 to play or something like that. That could be it. Except it's not a vacuum. Except it's not a bubble. Except you have the Warriors on the ropes and the place is going bonkers. And you willingly give the Warriors what they need there. I might feel differently if the Raptors come out of that timeout and have 3 really good possessions, and it just ends up that they miss the shot. They've got wide open shots. They've got good passing, good ball movement, and they just miss them. Okay. Then they seemed organized, and they seemed ready. Then they had a game plan, and they just didn't execute. Guys, after that timeout, the Raptors fell apart. Those possessions after that timeout were garbage. Absolute dog food possessions. They got rushed shots. It was like, get the ball to Kawhi, and then if he doesn't have anything to do, who knows what happens. There was the turnover. I mean, after that timeout, the Raptors melted. And I think if Nick Nurse has more experience, he's a first-year head coach, I don't think he calls that timeout. I don't think Steve Kerr calls that timeout. I think Steve Kerr says, hey, we're on a roll. I'm not stopping this. We've got the crowd on our side. You know, you use that timeout if you need to take a breath, if your guys need to stop for a moment, collect themselves, organize. The Raptors were freaking rolling. The Raptors were rolling, and the crowd was on fire. I mean, he takes that timeout, Nick Nurse. They go to commercial break, and that's when the fat, shirtless Canadian guy is like hugging people in the stands. I mean, there was a guy indoors with no shirt on, and he was like 400 pounds. The guy had eaten so much Canadian bacon and poutine over the last 48 hours, he was just jiggling. He was ready for game 5. He was ready for a championship. You want to stop the fat guy, shirtless guy from dancing right there? You can't stop Poutine Guy. You can't stop Poutine Pete. Don't stop Poutine Pete. He's ready to rip the freaking ceiling off. And Nurse stopped it. He stopped the action. He stopped the action. What are you doing? What are you doing? Look, that game had it all yesterday. Had it all. But I was ready for the Kawhi coronation. I was ready for Kawhi to Temple of Doom style stick his claw into the rib cage of the Warriors, rip out a beating heart, show it to them, bite it, throw it behind him, and then have one of the greatest postseasons, topped off with a championship that the game has ever seen. This would be one of the greatest postseasons ever if Kawhi Leonard ended with a title, and he was that close. He had just done everything. Up 6, 3:05 to play. The place is about to explode. It already has. And they call a timeout. Ah! They call a timeout and then melt away after that. When we come back, we've got your best audio of the day. Klay Thompson responding to Kevin Durant's injury. And the Raptors fans' rendition of O Canada. You'll have to hear this coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
I've been one that brought to you, and thank you for trashing Moraz. Nauseated me, and I've wanted to trash him then, too.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, don't trash that one, Sean Moraz. He's such a nice boy.
I'll drop dead! I will drop dead without those burritos!
In fact, Moraz made a very good managerial decision today to postpone Babe Ruth's granddaughter, from joining us here on the show this morning. If he was able to somehow conjure up Babe Ruth's grandmother, then there would be no reason to cancel or postpone her.
Above your mother.
Moraz had the Ouija board out to go have a conversation, a little seven-minute spot with Babe Ruth's grandmother. Now, we were going to have his granddaughter on today because he's actually having his family. He's actually hosting a pretty amazing auction. And so there's some really interesting items up for auction from Babe Ruth's family and his life and his career. So we were going to talk to her about that, but a lot going on with the NBA Finals. So we decided, you know what? Moraz decided, why don't we push this off until tomorrow, which was a good idea. So, Moraz is singing Gloria, calling the cows, and Babe Ruth's granddaughter. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
Call the cows now, Gloria.
Tomorrow night, we'll see if the cows get called as the Bruins and the Blues are in a Game 7 for the Stanley Cup Final.
Thunder! Gloria!
Thunder! We've got Jared Greenberg joining us later on in the show here from NBA TV to discuss last night's crazy game number 5 of the NBA Finals. And remember that you can always watch the show at watchda.com. We'll do Trash Tuesday coming up an hour from now. WatchDA.com to watch the simulcast on any device, anytime. It's time for your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
We'll start with football because Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz just got a big, fat new contract. And yet, his last two seasons have been ended with injury.
It's all behind me, you know, and I don't, like, I kind of like the answer. You don't play the what-if game too much. And really don't worry about what other people think, might say, all of that stuff. That's going to always be there. So, like I said, that's what you sign up for when you play this game, the scrutiny, the pressure, all those different things. And I'll never get caught up in that.
Well, I think this was a good deal for both sides. I mean, Carson Wentz got a huge contract without having won anything. But in today's day and age, the Eagles get a win because they didn't have to wait until it was beyond market value and they had to set the market for their quarterback. They got a bit of a discount because he has not accomplished anything yet, because he's not yet in the stratosphere of a top five quarterback in the NFL. So they're not dealing with the Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, pay him as much money as anybody is going to and even more just to make sure he sticks around and set the market, the Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford deals. Now, those guys aren't top five quarterbacks in the NFL, but you know what I'm saying. Once you get to a point where he's got more leverage as an established great quarterback, then you have to then set the market, because every new quarterback has to set the market, and then you get into a danger zone. So, in fact, I think the Eagles got, it's crazy to say with as much money as he got, but they kind of got a good deal for Carson Wentz if he does end up becoming what so many people assume that he will. Kevin Durant goes down. Warriors fear the MRI will confirm a torn Achilles. Here's Klay Thompson.
Anyone watched the last 3 years of basketball, you saw this man was the finals MVP back-to-back. So all that, those talking heads who say we're better without him, that's just ludicrous. Like, that's crazy. This is the best player in the world. You could put him on the 30th best team in the league, and that team will make the playoffs. That's how talented he is. So we don't even pay any of that, no mind, because with him, we are really one of the greatest teams to ever play. Without him, we're a really good team, but you throw Kevin Durant out there, like I said before, one of the greatest ever. So we don't pay that any attention, because that's just stupid. Stupid, because he's a warrior. You saw what he did tonight. He sacrificed his health for us. And we dearly miss him. I mean, it was very deflating to see him go out. I'm just going to pray for the guy, and I know he'll be back even stronger.
Well, I don't know if he'll be back even stronger, because rarely, if ever, do players come back even stronger from an Achilles tear. Two things. Number one, I hate the fact that Klay Thompson could make fun of Kawhi Leonard's laugh and then get the win last night. If there were sports gods, that should have been struck down immediately. Klay Thompson should have lost all of his power, missed every three-pointer that he would have taken, because you do not make fun of our alien overlords that control Kawhi Leonard. That is just wrong. Kawhi's never done anything to anybody, and you're making fun of his laugh? You're mimicking his laugh? It's just wrong. It is wrong for Klay Thompson, and it made me angry last night that Klay was able to celebrate after making fun of Kawhi. How dare you make fun of our cyborg, fire-breathing robot here sent to win an NBA championship from alien overlords in a colony in some universe far, far away. How dare you make fun of Kawhi Leonard, Kawhi Bot 3000, Kawhi Borg 3000. But number two, this injury changes Kevin Durant's legacy. And actually in a positive way, because Kevin Durant was criticized for being a mercenary, a guy that kind of soullessly went to the team that beat his team, jumped on a championship franchise, and gravy trained to two titles, was consumed by his own free agency so much so that his own teammate, Draymond Green, had to call him out and create a lot of awkwardness and conflict within his own organization. And that Kevin Durant was in it for himself, that Kevin Durant was simply picking the apples off of the tree because it had already been planted and harvested and grown by the Warriors organization. And he was just taking the fruit off the tree from all of their labors easily in the NBA Finals. And now he comes back in Game 5 of an NBA Finals to save the season and rips his Achilles in doing so, having played really well up until that point in time. And now he becomes an ultimate sympathetic figure. And now who can question his desire? Who can question his commitment to his team? Who can question his winning pedigree? Now he becomes the sympathetic figure. He even becomes a martyr. In one fell swoop, just by playing the minutes that he played last night and then getting injured, Kevin Durant changes his legacy, especially in Golden State. I mean, now what Warriors fan is going to say, yeah, we're fine without him? This series changed everything. And Raptors fans last night with an emotional rendition of their national anthem, Oh Canada. incredible rendition of O Canada by the fans of that stands, in those stands, in that stadium last night. But unfortunately, a night where so many people expected their first championship since the 93 Blue Jays. And touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger one in your life. The only championship it would have been in the Raptors' history. Grows wings and flies out the arena window. Yikes. That's your sound check. Man, that place was about to get burned to the ground. I mean, out of joy, of course. Up 6, 3:05 to play with possession. Raptors fans were about to lose their minds. Their collective heads were going to explode. It was going to be the ultimate championship celebration. And instead, it just all dissipates in the flurry of a bunch of three-pointers by the Splash Brothers. And now, who feels comfortable? I mean, at the very least, they're guaranteed another home game. They're guaranteed another game at Scotiabank Arena, a Game 7 in Toronto. But you just felt like this is it. KD's gone down. Emotionally, they're on fumes. Physically, they're on fumes. End it now. And win it at home. And everybody celebrates with so much emotion to the building. And it was so close. So close. And now you wonder how the next two games go. I mean, look, they certainly can win at Oracle. They've already won two games at Oracle. They're 2-0 in Oakland. They're 1-2 in Toronto. So maybe this is the way that it's got to be. Maybe it's got to be hard. Maybe it's got to be on the road. Maybe the Warriors will once again kind of sink back into what they were in Game 3 and Game 4, and the Raptors come away with relatively easy victories. I don't know, an easy victory. But it just feels like the door has been cracked open, and now the Warriors must believe at least a little bit yet again. Maybe they're even believing, hey, we're meant to come back in honor of Kevin Durant's injury. We'll do this for Kevin. He gave up his career for us. Whew. The NBA Finals have delivered. Jack is in Boise, Idaho. He's on 93.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Jack.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on?
Well, I'm surprised that more medical folks don't give you guys a call, because I was telling my family, I said, you know, the calf injuries are easily 4 to 6 weeks for even with world-class medicine.
Jack,
and this
so Jack,
reminds me,
Jack, just stop. Let me stop you there. Do you have a medical background?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You say no, sir, or yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Can you just give us your credentials so people kind of have some context of what you're talking about?
I'm an athletic trainer, so I work on, the sidelines, like the athletic trainer with the Golden State Warriors.
Sure, and you work at the college level or a lesson?
High school.
So you're a high school,
local
high school athletic trainer. And how long have you done that?
27 years.
Great. And what degree do you have to have or experience to have a position like that?
4-year degree, and then pass a board of certification exam and state licensure.
Okay, great. And so your thoughts on the calf injury was that it's minimum 4 to 6 week injury?
Absolutely. Even with world-class medicine, things take time to heal. And this reminds me of when Jerry Rice was brought back from his ACL injury after 4.5 months, and he ends up rupturing his patellar tendon. It takes time for those soft tissues, even with world-class medicine, to go through the healing process. And the whole time I'm watching KD, I'm like, you know what? It feels good for now, but he's going to fatigue and something's going to go. And it just made me sick that happened, just like when Jerry Rice injured himself. It's, you know, so much pressure from people on the outside looking in for these guys to come back. And they may be world-class athletes, but they're still human beings. And it just made me really sad for him.
Yeah, it did me as well. It really did. And, you know, I've been pulling hard for the Raptors in this series. I am tired of the Warriors championships. I'm tired of their arrogance. I love Kawhi Leonard. I would love the city of Toronto to finally have that professional championship at one of the four major sports. But last night, I mean, I think you're not human if you don't feel just sick to your stomach for Kevin Durant to come back and play as well as he was and then to rip his Achilles, which calls into question how effective he will be in his career afterwards. I think you're just not human if you don't feel bad for him, and I do as well. When we come back, now that we know KD is injured, would you still give him a max deal this summer?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.